Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into the shady world of fake fans, and we've got one prime example for you, Alex. Now, we all know and love the Biggest Problem in the Universe podcast, hosted by the dynamic duo Dick Masterson and Vito Gisualdi. It's brought us years of laughs and entertainment. But what happens when someone claims to be a fan, yet doesn't put their money where their mouth is? Meet Alex. She talks a big game, boasting about her love for the show. But when it comes down to supporting the creators, Alex is nowhere to be found. Take a look at this. This is the Biggest Problem in the Universe Patreon page, the lifeblood that keeps the show running. And guess what? Alex has never contributed a single dime. When confronted about her lack of support, Alex stumbled over her words, unable to come up with a valid excuse. But here's the thing, folks. True fans support the creators they love. They understand the value of their favorite content, and they're willing to invest in it. But Alex? She's just a poser, pretending to be a fan for her own selfish reasons. But hey, it's not all doom and gloom. We've got a message for Alex and anyone else like her. If you truly love a podcast, a YouTube channel, or any content creators, show your support. Put your money where your mouth is, because without the support of fans like you, these creators wouldn't be able to keep doing what they love. Thanks for watching. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Leave a comment, and I'll see you in the next video. Now we have the woman herself here to defend these actions that she has done. Here she is right now. Here's Alex, the worst person in the history of the planet Earth.
Go on.
Well, no, this is the part. You're here now. Hi, Alex. Do you have anything to say for yourself? You salamander, you slippery salamander.
I'm a big dick swinging Patreon-y over on the Dick Show.
Are you a big dick swinging Patreon-y? Because that is a real title attributed to a certain tier, and I don't believe you're in that tier.
No, I'm in 10, I think.
Aren't the big swinging dick Patreonies 20?
It doesn't matter. I'm giving money to Dick Masterson.
Yes, so but you're not giving money to the Biggest Problem in the Universe, Alex. It's a separate entity entirely.
This is called the Dickheads Podcast, not the Veto Files Podcast.
Well, regardless, there's Dick Masterson content that you are missing out on and not supporting financially, and it's frankly abhorrent.
Is it hot goss, or is it just more problems?
This is pretty hot goss. This is pretty sizzling goss, I would say.
Okay, well, I guess my ears aren't ready to. I'm not allowed to hear what happens on the bonus episode.
You're missing out on so much great content. Don't you want to know what the biggest problem in the apocalypse is? Don't you want to know what the biggest problem in Mario is?
Well, according to this week, Dick didn't even give a goddamn explanation for his second problem.
That's true. Are you saying that
my problem is this, but we're not going to talk about it? And then they just moved on.
Are you saying that you've decided to not support the show due to Dick Masterson's actions of the previous episode?
Previous ep? What?
Or I guess on this past episode?
This week's episode, yeah. Motherfucker. What do you mean previous episode?
Well, it aired fucking 5 days ago. It's previous.
That's not my fault.
No, it's not. I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying don't fucking... It is a previous episode. It didn't just happen. It's not happening right now. Don't fucking word Nazi me, you son of a bitch.
I'll always word Nazi you. I'm here...
Hey, folks, slippery.
Slippery. I'm the anti-Riley. Salamander. I'm the anti-Riley. I'm here to put the real Riley in his place. I'm like the Antichrist. Come to redeem all my followers and to strike down those who oppose me.
Wow, look at you. See, folks, this is what happens.
About to yell, hail Satan. And then I'm like, Maybe not in the apartment.
Yell it top of your lungs right now.
I'm good.
What are the odds you yelled Hail Satan at the top of your lungs right now?
100.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, 69. Okay. Didn't happen. Unfortunate, folks. But do you know what is going to happen? Could you ever guess, folks, what is happening today? Wow, we played a lot of shit on SoundCloud last time. I'm trying to find the fucking theme song, and I keep finding not the theme song.
What do you need?
I got it.
Get folks, it?
Yes, Alex, I got it. Something, so I don't even remember what the transition I was just doing and then stalled through was. So, I'm just gonna say it. TDP!
Wouldn't it be nice if we had a podcast for all of the dickheads in the group? Wouldn't it be nice if we could discuss all the things that Dick does too? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice?
Hello and welcome to the Dickheads Podcast, the only show officially declared not boring by Sean, the audio engineer. I am your host, Riley, of course, also known as Riley 2 and also known as Very Fat. Joining me, as always, is the worst graphic designer in the universe, 3 weeks running, Alex Kolochu.
It's not a continuous thing. I haven't designed anything this week.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you're not the worst graphic designer still. Just because you haven't made any new graphic designs, you're still the worst one.
I'm a bad graphic designer in only your eyes. I have field tested my graphic design work with multiple people, and they've all sided with me. And I even told them, if you lie to me, I'm going to cry. And I'll know if you're lying, because if they're lying, they'll choose anything that you chose to do. Also, you can't call me a bad graphic designer when my Kolochu logo was designed by me. And that's probably my best work and the best thing I've ever done.
It's all right. It's a logo.
Yeah, and it's a perfect logo.
It's a logo.
It's short, sweet, and simple, and to the point. You look at it, you read Kolochu, and then you see the Raichu ears. Kolochu script goes into the Raichu tail. Perfect. Could not be better.
Yeah, but that podcast layout was the most ugly shit I've ever seen in my life. So
I would give money to somebody on Fiverr to see if they could do better, to expand on it. But I made that shit in MS Paint, and I'm proud of it. Unlike some other people.
What do you mean? What are you implying about me?
Let's talk about real problems here. Let's get to a real podcast.
We're not talking about problems yet.
Let's get to a real podcast.
See, it's funny because Alex doesn't actually know what she was trying to say. So instead of explaining herself, she's just trying to move it on.
Yeah, but I make it funny when I try and move on. So let's get to a real podcast. All right.
Sure.
The Dick Show. TDS.
Never heard of it.
Starting off right off the bat, Johnny's back. Sean's probably out farming ass. No, he's not farming ass this week. He's teaching guitar to the people over in Israel and Hamas.
Yeah. He's the guitar prophet.
He's the guitar prophet.
What are the is there like a comprehensive list of all the Sean excuses? There's the ass farming, there's the penis contest, the war. What are some other Sean excuses?
I think that's it.
That might be it. Okay.
Cause they stopped that bit for a while, for at least a few years.
Oh, there was don't forget about Gay Disney World. When he went to Gay Disney World. You don't remember that?
When was that?
That was the last time Sean missed the show.
I don't remember Gay Disney World.
He went to Gay Disney World, which is the Disney, the secret Disney World that they built on top of the current Disney World. It's Gay Disney World.
I just know ass farming is the best one that they've come up with.
I really like penis contest.
But now we got the guitar prophet out in the Middle East.
You see, I realized I forgot what my cold open was going to be, so I had ChatGPT generate me a script for an exposed video on you for being a fake fan of The Biggest Problem in the Universe. But then I remembered what my cold open was going to be, so I'll just make the point I was going to make in the cold open now. Like 2 months ago on the Facebook group, I read a Facebook post that caught my eyes, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Several members of the Facebook group seem convinced that Sean has one foot out the door, that he's on his way out, that before you know it, we won't have Sean anymore at all. Do you think there's any credence to that? He has been missing the show more often these past couple of years than ever before.
No, he's not. He's not going to leave.
You don't think?
No, he's not going to leave. He's too far in.
He's too deep.
Unless Dick goes and fucks his girlfriend and they end the show, I don't think Sean's gonna just leave the podcast.
But it's fundamentally different though, because Sean doesn't view himself as the co-host. It's not like when Biggest Problem broke up and Dick and Maddox broke up, because Dick and Maddox were the show. To Sean, he's not the show. To Sean, he could be replaced by Johnny any day of the week, and it wouldn't matter. So Sean, I think, would leave. Whether he will is a separate question, but I think he would leave, and that would not be a show-ending situation.
Yeah, I don't think Sean's going to disappear forever, though.
You don't think?
Not at all.
He's going to say he's going to come back around every once in a while, like he did on Best of 8, and then not.
Yeah, but he hated Maddox.
That's true.
They've been friends longer than you and I have known each... longer than what? Like, almost multiple decades?
So there was some time where there was some crackpot theories that they weren't friends anymore, which I think has been thoroughly dispelled. They've talked about hanging out in real life even recently. But there was... I think they even addressed it in like a silly way that like didn't actually answer the question. Like Dick talked about, like, oh yeah, they asked if we were still friends, and like, what the fuck are they talking about? What does that mean? And they never gave a definitive answer.
You also have to realize they're both in their fucking 40s and they have other things to do in life other than a podcast every week.
That's true. That's why people are speculating that Sean might be hitting the old dusty trail soon. They think he might want his Sunday afternoons back. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
Sean's not going to leave.
That's fair.
Now, I will get worried. Now, the Sean replacements. We have Johnny. What's the other dude's name? Kyle? Kevin. Kevin. Yeah. We have Johnny and Kevin.
And I mean... I'm trying to think of all the Sean replacements. There's been more than that. There's been Johnny. There's been Kevin. Vito has been the Sean a couple times. Josh Denny's come in for Sean a couple times.
Who specifically else is the Sean? Audio engineer.
Kevin isn't even an audio engineer. Kevin's not an audio engineer.
He's an engineer. Look, specifically the Sean replacements, not a guest that was brought in. You know what I mean?
Okay, then just Johnny. Because the only one who actually comes in and plays Sean's role is Johnny.
Yeah, but Kevin comes in and... Kevin comes in.
If Kevin counts, then Vito and Josh count. Because
No. Because Vito and Josh are not engineers.
Being an engineer has nothing to do with being an audio engineer. Very different.
I mean, it's right there in the name.
Okay.
Audio engineer. Anyway.
He had that Hispanic guy in once that wouldn't get on camera.
Now remember, when he brings Vito and Josh Denny in, they sit in the guest seat. Only Johnny and Kevin are allowed in Sean's seat.
Oh, is that true?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
I'm not 100%, but I'm about 75 to 80% sure.
Fair enough.
That's why I'm saying they're Sean replacements. Dick can bring a guest in whenever he wants, but the ones who replace Sean as they quote-unquote not co-host are Kevin and Johnny. If a third person gets brought in, I might get a little worried. If we have a new engineer or audio engineer.
They go and find Tim Chang's at whatever 9-to-5 he's working now.
Everybody in the TDS group would blow their brains out if, in a good way, if Tim Chang's came back.
It would be awesome.
He'll never come on the show.
But who knows? Maybe he'll smell the syrup. Like, what is he doing nowadays? He probably legitimately is working a fucking shitty 9-to-5. Maybe he'll be like, you know, there's some people out there who still want DJ Tim Chang's, and they're at patreon.com/thenickshow, baby. I'm making my way to the studio.
I'm going to put this to you in the nicest way possible. Tim Chang's will come back on the show once Asterios comes.
No, don't say that. Don't remind me.
It's upsetting, and it's a reality check. If Asterios comes back, Tim Chang's will come back.
With Asterios, there was active beef. With Tim Chang's, it was just like he didn't want to cause problems with Maddox.
I wonder if Tim Chang's even knows about the Dick Show.
No, he definitely knows, because they tried to invite him, and he said no, because he didn't want to upset Maddox.
Yeah, but Maddox is a stupid old fuck.
That's correct.
I don't know. I don't think he's coming on because it's been multiple years, and now that there's more drama with Maddox going on,
I'm just saying, if I was famous, if I was famous on a podcast 10 years ago, and then 8 years ago it got a little too hot, so I kind of backed up, and I had been spending a couple years just working like a shitty normal person job, I might be like, hey, you know, maybe he's still subscribed to Maddox. He saw the documentary. And he's like, hey, this is bullshit. I would hope that he knows it's bullshit. And maybe he'll make his way back. He knows the cloud is there. At any point, if he returns, he'll be exalted.
Anyway.
We need Tim Chang. That's the only... If Sean leaves the show, that's acceptable, as long as Dick's new co-host is Tim Chang.
I feel like the bit would get old, though.
That's probably true.
It's funny because it happened like 2 episodes in original Biggest Problem, but by the way, still working my way through original Biggest Problem. I'm on 42.
Oh yeah, I forgot you were re-listening to that.
Yeah, I got something cool coming once I later on.
What are you implying, you sly little...
I teased this like a couple weeks ago. I'm not going to get into it. It's just a teaser.
Okay, but talking in the realm of hypotheticals, and the hypothetical, a world without a Sean, like the year without a Santa Claus, a world without a Sean, do you think that either of the replacements would cut it? Would you be satisfied if either of them took that seat permanently?
I think Johnny could pull it off.
Me too. I was going to say, like, I don't think Kevin could, but like, I'd be satisfied with Johnny.
But they also have their own things going on. So that's I really don't think Sean's going to leave.
No, I doubt it too. I saw that on Facebook and I thought it was an interesting prospect. I thought it was interesting to be like, how would the Dick Show proceed without Sean? How would it change?
Let's put it this way. We will never see Sean permanently leave the Dick Show. He'll never permanently leave unless the show ends.
Okay.
Also, you have to remember, Sean's getting paid to do this shit, too.
That's true. But he's been getting paid to do this shit for a long time. He's probably got a pretty penny stacked up. And he's got other jobs lined up, too. Probably wouldn't be that hard of a transition.
What percentage of the show do you think Sean makes? Let's say Dick is getting 20,000. What if that 20,000 is going to Sean?
I assume it's not 50-50.
4K? 5K, probably?
No, I feel like it might be a little more than that.
5K seems reasonable for doing the podcast every week. But But that's another thing why I don't think he's going to leave, because he's making a decent amount of money from this shit.
That's fair.
Can you imagine doing a podcast and just making $1,000 a month?
Yeah, that would be based.
Anyway, you want to start talking about the show?
Sure.
Johnny's back. They were the entire cold open was Johnny and Dick jabbing at Sean for his guitar knowledge.
Jabbing at Sean for his guitar knowledge. Did he jab at Vito in the cold open too, or was that after?
Well, they're always jabbing at Vito because his comic is not released yet, and he's still trying to market it.
Yeah,
he's
just still like
trying to sell his fucking comic.
Yeah, the cold open is just them making up like fake lore about Sean, and then also talking about Vito and his abortion problem, which we'll get to later, and how he hasn't finished his comic.
After they were done making fun of everybody else, the yeah was fucking atrocious.
Way off.
I think he was sober for this episode. That's why. He's got to get drunk for the show, or else the intro is terrible, and they literally talk about it too.
Yeah, this yeah. Probably a 4 out of 10, yeah, do better next time.
Now, in terms of timing, absolutely atrocious, absolutely terrible. However, the yeah itself was probably a 7.5 out of 10.
Now, I'm giving an overall rating of the yeah, all aspects.
Well, see, I'm doing two separate ratings because this is the best yeah I've seen in a while.
Fair enough.
In terms of just him saying yeah, it was strong this week. However, if we're grading everything all together, it does drop it to a 4 or 5 because he was super fucking early. If he was on time, this would be a 10 out of 10.
The song literally says the word ready before he's supposed to go. You'd think he'd just be listening to that, listening for that specific cue.
Too many crosswords.
Fair enough.
Let's see. So after that, they continue making fun of Vito.
This week has been a rough one for Vito. Both on the Dick Show and Biggest Problem.
We'll get into the Vito stuff a little later. So I did skip a lot of the Vito talk for TDS just because we're going to talk about that for Biggest Problem.
Fair enough.
So next I have, when Christians are getting made fun of for their God and their beliefs, they almost always respond with, I bet you wouldn't say that about Islam.
I think I would say that about Islam, actually.
Everybody would say that about fucking Islam. Of course they're going to say it about the Jews. They're going to say it about the Muslims. Everything. They all have the same God, just different names. All the same God, just someone decided that Jesus wasn't the one. And that's what split it into three different homicidal groups. I just want Jesus to come back and be like, I wasn't a prophet at all. All
what
three of you are wrong.
What the fuck is this shit? What happened
here? I want Jesus Christ to come back to Earth 2,000 years later and go over to Israel and Hamas and say, this is my land. I want all of you out of it. I deserve this land. This is my land. This is Jesus Christ's land. This is Christland over here.
This is where Jesus lives. You know
all you,
saying?
All you Jews that killed me, get out of my land. All you Muslims, get out. We're done. I don't want
Jesus
any of you
Jews,
following
though.
Me. Huh?
There's chosen people.
They're God's chosen people, not Jesus.
Ah, okay.
The Jews are the ones that killed Jesus. Judas was a Jew who gave Jesus Christ up to Pontius Pilate for 30 pieces of silver. I just want him to come back and just condemn everybody for believing in him. Be like, I can't believe all you retards believed in
How'd
me this,
you fall
this entire
for that
time.
Shit?
Y'all think I was kidding? You think I was real? No. You, and you, get off my land. This is America. This is Christland over here. Just takes the entire the entire country of Israel and just boots everybody out, and it's his entire own land, and that's it. Put some nice pearly white gates as a wall all around the fucking country. Says, this is new heaven. You gotta do something to get in here now. Fuck you. Everybody get out.
Yeah, get out of here. I live here now. You can't be here anymore.
I bet you wouldn't say that about Islam. Bitch, I say more about Islam than I do about Christians. Calm down. You're not that important. You think you're the best one? No. You think Christians are the ones who are getting made fun of all the time? No, they're not. They're not by far.
All the religions. Nobody
goes around saying, look at that fucking Christian over there. No, they say, look at that Muslim, look at that Jew. They don't say anything about Christians. Christians are the ones that are not persecuted.
Well, I mean, people say that about Christians, too. They say it about all of them.
No, not Christians. They say that about Catholics. Catholics are the retarded ones.
Dad, Alex, you don't run in all the same leftist circles I do. A lot of people call Christians retards.
Because all the leftists are in support of Muslim and Jews.
Incorrect. Wow.
You support one or the other, and if you support the Jews, you don't support the Muslims, and vice versa. But if you support the Muslims, and you're Muslim, you're going to talk shit about the Christians. If you're Jew, you're going to talk shit about the Christians and the Muslims. It's like all three are all against each other. It's a 1v1v1.
Okay, so everybody talks shit about the other ones. What are you implying? That people don't talk shit about Christians?
If you don't care about the Jews or the Muslims, you're not going to talk... Your first thing is not, well, fuck those Christians. Those Christians don't know what they're talking about. Because it's not funny.
This is the whole genre of fucking edgy atheist humor. Like, oh, Sky Daddy. Oh, read your fucking Bible, boomer. What are you fucking talking about?
I run in different circles than you. People don't make fun of Christians as much as the Jews and the Muslims.
Okay, real quick, Alex, I'm sorry, this has literally zero to do with the Dick Show, but it's such interesting information that I have to relay it to you. There are apparently some lone warriors that remain on the Nintendo Network. So, if you aren't keeping up, the online services for the Wii U and the 3DS, which were known as Nintendo Network, was the name of the service, have been shut down. And apparently... Although nobody new can access it, they have not yet kicked off the people who were already on it. So there are 7 people left on the Nintendo Network, 2 of them on Gen 6 Pokemon, 1 on Mario Kart 8, 2 on Mario Kart 7, 1 on Mario Maker, and 1 on Splatoon. They're the warriors. They're holding their grounds. And so somebody's tracking their progress. It seems they've recently lost a warrior. They went down from 8 to 7. They're the last bastions. They're standing up against the shutdown.
I didn't even know it was getting shut down, honestly.
You didn't hear about that?
Because I don't have a 3DS. I don't care.
You have a Twitter. And I'm you're a Nintendo Twitter. Fan.
I don't do the Twitter.
I don't do the Twitter. I'm not a tweeter. I don't do the tweets. But yeah, the 3DS and Wii U servers got shut down a little less than a week ago. I think it's been 4 or 5 days. But there are some who remain, and they shall stand their ground until the end of time. I was just so amused when I came across this. I opened my phone for 1 second, and there it is right on Twitter. There's 7 people left of the Nintendo Network. They're holding their ground.
What do you mean there's 7 people left on the network?
I literally just explained it.
No, but like the network got... I understand that the network got shut down. How are people still on the network? I don't understand that.
They're still on it, too. I also explained that already.
All right, then let's move on, because I guess I'm a retard.
I mean, I can explain it again. So they shut down the network, but it turns out when Nintendo shut down the network, they only blocked out access to new connections. They did not boot out all the old connections. So there are people that are just camping on their online games on the Nintendo Network for as long as possible.
Gotcha. Okay.
I just find it really amusing. They don't want to go. They're not going to let Nintendo tell them when it's time to go home. They're fucking staying.
Yeah, I don't really care about the Nintendo thing. Go shut down the servers. I don't really care.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to go back to it all. No, not really. If they came out tomorrow and said, hey, we're releasing the Switch 2 on release, all connection to the original Switch is done, I'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't do that. That's fucking retarded. But this shit, you've had several years to get anything you want out of those servers. Specifically Pokemon, you've had... they've given you ample time to get any of the Pokemon out of those games.
Yeah, but, like, it's... a lot of those games have online functionality that's, like, important to the game. It sucks. I can't believe you're so apathetic towards this.
I'm apathetic toward everything. I don't care.
I think Dick Masterson ruined you.
Because I don't care about the online services.
You no longer care for the little
people. For the 3DS?
You've gained such apathy for the world around you due to the rage that Dick Masterson has exposed you to. You can't
even the rage. I just don't care that much.
You can't even feel a little sympathy and sadness for... what about Wonderlocks, Alex? You can't do those anymore. Doesn't that suck?
You can't do what?
Wonderlocks.
Go do it on the new games.
That's... the new games are gay! You can't even... is there even Wonder Trading in Scarlet and Violet?
Yes, there's Wonder Trading in Scarlet and Violet!
For some reason, I didn't know that somehow, but Sword and Shield are gay, so...
You don't know a lot of things, alright?
Less options for Wonderlocks. Don't fucking you don't know a lot of things, me. Fuck you.
What's the square root of 64?
I don't fucking know. 8?
You don't know a lot of things. It's alright. You don't have to know everything. You know some things. That's good enough, right?
I was right about the square root of 64. What do you mean? I don't know.
Because you looked it up, you cocksucker.
No, I didn't. I only looked it up after I said it to confirm if I was right. Because you said you started talking like I wasn't, and I was like, I could have sworn it was 8. So I Googled it, and there it is. It's 8.
Because you looked it up.
No, I didn't. I looked it up after because you made it sound like I was wrong. And I was like, I know I'm fucking right. And I confirmed it. I know the square root of 64. I understand square roots. I know 8 times 8 is 64. I'm not completely retarded.
Not completely. It's okay. Maybe I am a fucking idiot.
You know what? Maybe I am a fucking idiot.
Maybe I'm a lot smarter than I think I am.
Maybe I think I'm a lot smarter than I am.
Look,
I got chlamydia.
I don't care. I don't plan on replaying the games. The games will come out eventually on the Switch or whatever comes after the Switch or the Switch 2, Switch Pro. They'll come out again. Pokemon likes to repeat their shit because they know that their fans are whores for old content.
Yeah, they know their fans are whores for old content, but they don't give it to them. That's historically what's been the case. The fucking...
then go find an emulator online and just replay the game for your own nostalgia.
Some people want to have the game for real. Okay? And it sucks that they can't. I can't believe you're just, like, completely discrediting this shit.
I don't understand why it's that big of a deal.
Because it sucks when video game consoles lose shit like this. People still like their old consoles. People like to go back and play these games. Because they enjoy these games, they like these games, the games stand the test of time. People still play fucking Game Boy games, so of course people still play 3DS and Wii U games. So it sucks that after all this time of them still being able to do that to the full extent, they're losing that ability. That sucks, that's sad. I can't believe you feel nothing.
Because I don't play those games. I don't care for those games anymore.
I do. I go back and do a Wonderlock every once in a while on a Gen 6 or Gen 7 game, and now I can't. Sad.
So, do you know for a fact that Wonder Trade no longer works?
Of course I fucking know that for a fact.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried it, but I've seen other people be like, oh, there goes the Nintendo Network, and it be the Gen 6 PSS. So I know it doesn't work.
I don't know why you're giving me so much shit for not really caring that much.
Because I thought you were a gamer. I thought you were a Nintendo. I thought you would be at least somewhat sad, at least somewhat mournful to see
these
old consoles.
You want me to turn my camera on to the video and, like,
I want you to show some level of sympathy. I want you to be like, hey, that sucks.
For the loss of the network.
You know, that sucks. That's sad that that happened. It's like, I don't care.
It sucks for the people that care. I don't really care that much. I don't use it, so it doesn't affect me.
Is it not some level of, like, the death of a thing you love? Even if you haven't used it in a long time? Like, to know that, like, these services have continued up until now and they just stopped? That's some level of, like, oh, you know, I really liked the 3DS, and now it's, like, all the way dead. That's not sad to you?
The 3DS is, like, 20 years old.
That's not true at all.
The 3DS is, like, a decade old.
Well, that is true, yes.
They don't need to be running servers for 10 years. I didn't hear this outrage when Microsoft was like, we're not going to support the original Xbox anymore.
That there was outrage for that.
Yeah, but nobody cares anymore. You just learn to live with it. These companies make these decisions. You got to just live with it.
No, they do. I've seen people talk about it recently because it hasn't happened yet. After the Nintendo shutdown, they're like, oh, guys, hey, remember, this is next in July. And everybody's like, shit, man. The Xbox 360, fuck, man. The PlayStation, Sony had to reverse their decision because people got upset. They were going to shut down the PS3 like 2 years ago. Everybody was like, fuck you. And they were like, okay, geez, God, we'll leave it up.
Yeah, but the people over at Nintendo can't speak English, so they don't care.
Fair enough.
Hey, we don't want you to take those servers down. English. I don't know Japanese, so I have to go with Spanish, but it's same shit. I really think they don't care. It's probably saving them a shit ton of money not running those servers 24/7.
Yeah, but who cares? They're fucking rich.
That's more money they can put into the other games.
They have plenty of money to put into the other games. I guarantee you, man. It's a minimal income sink to run those servers as compared to anything else that they're doing. It's unfortunate that they're giving up on them. They didn't even last as long as the fucking Wii servers did. Those only got shut down like a few years ago.
Yeah, but they're still technically making Wii games.
No, they're not. That was the case for a very long time, but that stopped a couple years ago. They said they finally stopped putting the Just Dance games on the Wii, and that was its final hour.
2023 was like the last year they put a Just Dance game on the Switch. The Wii.
The last year they did that was like 2019. What the fuck are you talking about? Last official Wii game. They're just showing me these fucking non-licensed indie games. Okay, but it was Just Dance 2020. So it was either 2019 and it's like a car model, or it was 2020.
The last game release for the Switch, Retro City Rampage DX and Shakedown Hawaii, were released on July 9th, 2020.
I don't know. I think a game came out on the Switch pretty recently. I think you might have to reassess what you just said there.
Last game released on the Wii. I'm going to fucking leave this recording server. I don't need you coming at me and fucking with me when this isn't even our other podcast, which is where we should be talking about this shit, not the Dickheads podcast.
Because I didn't realize you to be like, I don't fucking care, man. I just thought it was funny to bring up the, like, seven people picketing on Nintendo Network. And I thought you would laugh about that with me and then be like, yeah, man, it really sucks that happened. You're like, no,
Nintendo doesn't give a fuck about its fans. The only reason we're getting a Gen 6 remake in Pokemon is because Palworld came out and they didn't want to get shown up. I guarantee you they had something in the works for a Gen 2 remake and was like, we got to bring back Megas because everybody's going to be pissed if we don't bring
honestly,
back Megas.
Honestly, to be real with you, it really is kind of weird that the video for this Gen 6 Pokemon Legends game, the shot that leads into it is them zooming into an unknown. It almost seems like that would be implying something else.
They got shown up this year. Palworld got released, and everybody was like, wow, it's like a better Pokemon.
And they were like, shit, okay, let's flush this fucking Gen 2 Let's Go game real quick, and we'll show the little tiny bit of what we have for this Legends game that's in, like, the early fucking development phases.
No, they were probably making both games at the same time. They're just like, all right, all of you who are working on Let's Go Johto, get to the other fucking offices. You're working on Legend Z. Get over there. But sir, this game is supposed to... I don't fucking care when I told you this game's gonna get released. We're gonna fuck this game. Fuck this game. Go over to Legend Z. Go to the Legend Z, figure out what they're doing over there, and help them get this shit out on time. I don't give a shit about Johto. Fuck Johto.
Yeah, it's just there was a suspicious amount of Johto imagery in that direct. It's really weird.
I mean, to be fair, they're usually not this straightforward. I mean, they gave Raikou, Entei, Suicune, Virizion, Cobalion, and Terrakion all paradox forms in the Indigo Disc DLC. They're usually not that transparent about it. So, like,
Pikachu's running around with unknowns. They advertise, like, a Raikou, Entei, and Suicune event for Pokemon Go. It seemed like that was what they were getting at.
Maybe it's just a big fuck you to everybody.
Perhaps.
Maybe instead of showing us Pokemon Legends ZA, they should have just said, Ayo, bitch, you thought Legends Johto? Middle finger, fuck you. We're shutting down the servers. No more Pokemon. No more nothing. Fuck you. We're done.
No more Pokemon. What about the Switch?
Nah, we're shutting all our servers down. We're done. We're done making Pokemon. No more Pokemon for anybody else. And if you try and make your own fan games, we're going to shut you down and sue the shit out of you so we can keep your income coming in. No more Pokemon. No more nothing. Fuck everybody else. We made our billions and billions of dollars. Like a wise old Armenian once told me, fuck the fans.
Yeah. We stand a king.
All right, you want to get back to the shit?
Sure.
Professor explains how to get a PS5 under socialism.
Oh yeah, that was really fucking stupid, wasn't it?
I swear to God, this dude's retarded. I don't know why he put a fucking suit on to tell me that if under socialism, if I want a PS5, I have to go ask everybody else if I can have one.
The idea behind socialism
is. Then the motherfucker starts talking about democracy. I'm like, no. Socialism and democracy are not the same thing.
Is he implying.
You cannot tell me that I have to go and ask everybody else if I can have a PS5. What if my neighbor has one and doesn't want me to get one? If he says no, I can't have one. Is that how socialism works?
Because I assume the implementation of socialism is obviously something that has never happened in this country. So it's hard to extrapolate exactly how that sort of thing would work. But I'm pretty sure money would still exist. It's just I feel like the system would be just like everybody would make the exact same allotment of money. Like, that's the version of the... We can't just get rid of money entirely, so it would just be like everybody makes the same paycheck. So it would be like, do you choose to waste your allotted money that you get that's the same as everybody else's on your PS5? I assume that would be the system, not you have to go ask everybody, hey, bro, is it cool if I get a PS5?
Yeah, but this dude put a suit on to tell me that, so like... I feel kind of retarded listening to him now.
Yeah, some brain cells could be lost from listening to that, for sure.
Don't tell me what to do under fucking socialism. I don't need you, you stupid boomer fuck, to tell me what to do. My generation invented socialism, alright? Go fuck yourself. I don't need some stupid capitalist boomer in a suit who probably doesn't even have any pants on underneath that suit to tell me how socialism works. Motherfucker, we invented socialism. We're the only ones who want socialism around. You don't know what socialism is. The only reason you have that fucking suit in the first place is because of capitalism, you stupid prick.
What a fucking idiot. Yeah, man, everybody's gotta, you know, work it out, agree on it, you know.
You gotta go ask your neighbors, your coworkers, and see if they want you to have a Switch. See if they want you to have a PS5. Well, what if I said something wrong to Heather in the HR department, and she just goes, you know what? I don't like this person. I don't want them to have a PS5. Does that mean I don't get my fucking PS5? Because some stupid bitch told me no? Is that how socialism works, you old fucking prick?
I guess so.
This dude's retarded. Let's see. Have you heard of the new pandemic that's going on?
What?
There's a new pandemic.
And what would that be?
Apparently men are punching women over in New York City.
Oh, that's a pandemic. Okay.
Yeah, have you heard of that yet?
No. Is that coming for us? Or can we stop the spread?
I don't know.
You might need to get a little bit, Alex, of herd immunity.
We might need some herd immunity to protect ourselves. I think you're safe. I think you have the antibodies to protect you from the men punching women pandemic. But unfortunately, if I decide to put a dress on as a trans woman, that means that, and I go to New York City, I might get punched. I might become a statistic. It's a sad fate that women are getting punched by men.
Yeah, they're all infected with the assault affliction pandemic, and they're just,
you know,
fucking...
I think I know why men are punching women in New York.
They have punchitis.
Do you want to hear my theory?
Sure, tell me.
Because they so will, they ever since the fraud case with Trump, men are so angry that Trump can't do business with them in New York anymore. Because the Supreme Court said fuck you to one of the greatest men to walk the earth. Where all these other men look at their idol who can no longer do business in New York, and they get so furious, they turn green with anger, and they just start punching the shit out of women. Because it's women's fault that that Trump can't do business in New York. Protest. It's a form of protest.
Oh yeah, I guess you would be a Trump guy again now because Nikki Haley dropped out of the race.
Nikki Haley's a cunt. Fuck her. I stopped liking her. Look, I thought that she was going to be the savior. I don't want a woman to be president in the first place. But if I had
you're fronting because we're on the Dick Show podcast now. You were a Nikki Haley supporter.
Yeah, and then I started doing research and I was like, oh, she's a dumb bitch just like all the other ones. Fucker wants to raise the retirement age to 70 instead of 60. Fuck you. I don't want to work till I'm 70. I don't even want to live till I'm 70. Don't make me work till I die. You don't deserve the presidency if you're going to say stupid shit like that. I want a president who punches them, who put... Fuck. I can't fucking...
You can't speak today.
I can't speak today. I'm too fucking riled up. I want a president who grabs him by the pussy and does shit right. That's what I was trying to say.
I don't know about that Trump guy.
Trump's going to become president and we're going to go into a civil war. It's going to be fucking great.
We're not going to go into a civil war. If there was going to be a civil war over Trump, it would have happened 8 years ago.
No, because you see, all the Biden stans over here are like, Biden's great. We want him back. And the Democrats are like, well, we have nothing left to offer. Hillary was our last bet, and she fucked it up 3 times in a row. So you know what? We're just going to put this puppet out there and we'll just do everything from behind the scenes and a little microphone in his ear.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, how could Hillary Clinton? Obama was president for 8 years.
Yeah, Obama won the vote for the candidacy and beat out Hillary Clinton back in 2008 and 2012.
Well, she tried
again in 2016 against Trump. She made it all the way, and then Trump beat her. She lost three election cycles in a row.
Well, the second one really doesn't count. A sitting president has never lost a primary in history.
What?
There has never been a sitting president who is running for re-election that lost the primary. So I don't think Hillary Clinton losing to Obama in 2012 counts.
Yeah, but a lot of people were unhappy with the black man in office.
A lot of people are unhappy with the old man in office, and he still won his fucking primary.
Everybody hates everybody. That's the whole fucking point. There's no more president. No more. Fuck it. Just fuck it. I don't care anymore. I don't want Trump. I don't want Biden. I don't want RFK.
He'll figure it out.
Hilarity. I don't want these people. These people are all dumb, stupid fucking boomers who don't know what they're fucking doing. Go put a 23-year-old in there.
Ban women. It'll be great.
If Trump bans women, you know what Trump needs to do? He needs to put an end to marriage. No more marriage. It's illegal.
I thought you were going to say he needs to put an end to women.
Only gay people can get married now. If you're straight, if you're a man marrying a woman, done. Jailed. Prison. Executed. You're done. No more straight marriage.
Yeah, people are talking about making gay marriage illegal. They're bucking up the wrong tree. We need to make straight marriage illegal. It's true.
I want to make being straight illegal. If you're a dude, you have to fuck dudes. If you're a woman, you only have to fuck women. If you're a dude and you look at a woman, jailed immediately. Jailed. Executed on the spot. I want snipers on every fucking building, ready to take them out. Constantly looking at all the men and women. If you look at the opposite sex, you're done. Dead on the spot.
But Alex, tits though.
Cut them all off. Get rid of them. No more tits.
That's put all sacrilege. The tits on the men. You can't even joke about tits being cut off. That's sacrilege.
Put all the tits on men and all the dicks on women. There you go. That solves all the fucking problems in the world.
That's, to be honest, based.
Does that not solve all the problems? Women aren't rapists, but if you give them dicks, they might become rapists.
So true.
Men are rapists, but if you give them tits, they're no longer going to want to rape the women. They're just going to sit there fondling their brand new tits.
Fondling their own tits, yeah.
Do you know how many problems that solves? Give tits to the men and give dicks to the women. And no more straight relationships. If you're straight, you're jailed. Is that too far-fetched for you?
A little bit.
Do you want to move on?
Perhaps.
Let's see. Have you ever had to call customer service?
Yeah.
Not you being customer service. Have you ever had to call customer service? Okay.
Obviously.
I want to clarify. So you know how all the call centers are like getting outsourced to India and shit, right? So you get the, I wish I could do an Indian accent, but I can't. But you get Michael.
My name is Michael from Austin, Texas.
You get Michael from Austin, Texas, who has clearly an Indian accent. So you know it's getting outsourced to India, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, apparently, there's a cashier who Zoom calls into work from the Philippines.
Sure.
They're just going to outsource all the jobs. That's it. No more jobs in America. Do you want a job? You got to go over to China. Well, I'm not going to make any money over there. Well, good luck finding a job over here. We only have CEOs. Well, what if I want to be a CEO? No. You're not CEO material. Do you have a college degree? Well, no, because you bumped it up 10,000%. I can't afford it. Well, you better go spend the next 50 years over in China building my goddamn iPhones so you can afford to go to college and maybe become a CEO by the time you're 85.
What a world.
I feel like I'm getting too far-fetched for you. I feel like you're missing the point here a little bit.
Alex, you're just too based.
Let's see. Oh, and then Dick Masterson also showed a video for Woman Moment or Woman Alert. Woman says the moon moment. Is made of gases.
Oh, yeah!
And it's it's almost impossible to go to the sun.
You know the full moon? Because all the gases, obviously.
Yeah. You get your energy from the moon when the moon is out, and you get your energy from the sun when the sun is out. Look, I think this lady's a lot smarter than a lot of other women.
I think maybe she thinks she's a lot smarter than she is.
She knows that the sun and the moon are different things.
That's a step up above millions
of women.
No, but I feel like you go back to, because I feel like, if you say the full moon is caused by gases, I think that might even be more retarded.
No. The full moon is not caused by gases. The moon is made of gases.
Is that what she said?
Yes.
No.
She said the moon is made of gases.
No. She was taught that you misinterpreted, because she was talking about people living on the moon. So she understands that the moon is a solid surface. She is saying that the full moon is caused by the gases around the moon.
There's no gases around the moon in the first... It doesn't matter what she said.
Not,
she's a fucking
retard. I'm not saying that she's right. I'm just saying that she at least understands that the moon has a surface. Because she was talking about people living on the moon, which is also stupid. But she doesn't think the moon is made of gases.
But she also said it's not impossible to get to the sun. Or it's almost impossible to go to the
sun. Almost impossible to go to the
sun. It's impossible! You cannot send anything to the goddamn sun!
Listen, someday we might build, like, heat-proof armor that could allow somebody to go into the sun. You can't prove that that's impossible. Many, many years ago, they would have said that smartphones were impossible. And now, here we are. So, you know...
How hard is the sun?
Maybe someday somebody will make sun armor.
How hot is the sun?
I don't fucking know.
27 million degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, she was saying it was almost impossible to get close to the sun. And the surface of the sun is only 10,000 degrees. So, I think we could make armor that would let somebody get close to the sun. You just couldn't fly inside of it like you're Superman charging up your attack.
Okay, let's put it this way, all right? Tungsten has the highest melting point of any element, all right?
With
3,422 degrees Celsius. What is that? 3,422.
Okay, so the surface of the sun is hotter than that, but...
So we're close.
Technology could advance. We're not there.
The surface of the sun is 10,000... Let's say it's 10,000 degrees, alright?
Let's say it is.
No, it's not.
The surface of the sun is 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit, 5,500 degrees Celsius.
The core of the sun is only about 10,000 degrees.
You're retarded.
I'm getting this from space.com, motherfucker.
I'm reading space.com too, and you're reading it the opposite.
The temperature of the sun varies from around
27 million degrees Fahrenheit at the core to only about 10,000 degrees at the surface. You fucking idiot.
Anyway, you're not getting what I'm saying, all right?
What are you
saying? You're talking about sun armor? That's retarded. Yeah. We don't have an element on Earth that can create sun armor.
Maybe they make super tungsten.
How are you going to make super tungsten? You can't create a brand new element. You're not Tony Stark over here.
You don't know. You don't know what the future may hold, Alex.
I know the future's all kinds of fucked up, and I don't want to live in it.
Well, it might be all kinds of fucked up, but maybe, just maybe, we'll have sun armor.
That's retarded. Sounds like I'm going to have a woman moment with you right now.
You've been having a woman moment with me for days. Right, you've been having a woman week. Hey, that's alliteration. That's good. That's good branding. Woman week.
Alex, right, I got a question. I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
What does equality mean to you?
Well, equality means to me that, you know, everybody is, you know, equally represented and equally treated. Every man, woman, and child receives completely equal treatment, and it has nothing to do with who you are or what you look like. I think that's what equality should mean to everybody. Now, maybe that's not true, Alex. I don't know.
Do you think that there should be, like a salute, or like not really a salute, but like a sign that you could show to other people that equality means like, a lot to you?
Yeah,
is just there to like show, a sign that you do?
Yeah, like just to show to other people that, like, you know, feel the same way, and you know, kind of like how you can buy those whistles that only dogs can hear. You know, like that.
Because apparently, people. Like, if you take your arms and put them parallel on top of each other, not exactly, but, like, separate them, that means equality. And I feel like that's only a few steps away from being, like, a double Nazi salute, or, like, Hail Hydra.
Double Nazi.
Or, like, the Hydra salute, but with your open hands. Man, why are you hating all the Jews? I'm a double Nazi. What? I double hate the Jews. I hate Nazis and the Jews. I'm a double Nazi. Fuck you. I'm better than everybody. Aryan race my ass. I want the Nazi race. This double is Nazis me. Hate, the double Nazis.
Double Nazis hate Jews and Palestinians.
I'm a double Nazi. You know what my sign is? You know the Nazi sign? Double it.
The way you said I'm a double Nazi sounds like you're doing that TikTok meme.
What TikTok meme?
Yeah, they talked about it on the Nick Show this week, too. It was part of Fat Watch, but they've been doing this for a lot of different categories. You haven't seen this trend? You know, they talked about on Fat Watch, the I'm a fat woman thing, that video where they're like, I'm a fat woman, here's this thing. I'm a fat woman, here's that thing. That video that they watched during Fat Watch.
Oh, that was a few weeks ago.
That was this week. Because Johnny sent it to him. That's how it came up. Johnny was like, I sent you something for Fat Watch, didn't I? And Dick was like, I think you did. And then they found it, and it was that.
Oh, right.
That's a trend that they a lot of different people have been doing that, not just fat women. I just watched a YouTuber's one that Anthony Padilla from Smosh made with Hank Green. They've been doing this fucking stupid trend, and that's what it sounded like. I'm a double Nazi.
I'm a double Nazi. I hate Jews and Palestinians.
There you go. Now you're doing the meme. Now you're thinking like a TikToker.
I do need to put Detour Head clips on TikTok.
You should do that.
Yeah, but I don't know what, like, I'd have to go and, like, edit it down and throw it up, and that's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of work. I have to put it in the video editor that I already learned how to use for the ColoCast a year ago. I have to drag some shit. Oh, so much work.
Oh, yeah, the ColoCast was a thing. No, that was just to spite you.
I was on the first one.
Yeah, and then I continued it to spite you. And then I just never brought it back.
And you never put it out, even the ones that you did do.
Oh, I put the one out, didn't I?
No.
That's lost media, then. There's no ColoCast at all, I guess. I could have swore I put at least episode one out.
I guess almost certain you didn't.
I guess it's gone. I guess that shit just disappeared. That sucks.
RIP.
Oh, well. Anyway, it's all stupid, dumb, liberal bullshit. I wish, you know how we have, like, Pride Month?
Yeah.
Can we have, like, 2 months dedicated to, like, Liberal Free Month and Republican Free Month?
Oh, that would be good.
Like, if you're Republican, just shut your fucking mouth.
A month would be too much. They wouldn't, but like a day. Like that episode of SpongeBob where everybody disappears and SpongeBob's all confused and it's because they went somewhere else and had a no SpongeBob day. Just have a no Democrat day and a no Republican day where we just get rid of them.
No, liberal and conservative. Like, you gotta be more broad than that. If you're a conservative, go fuck yourself. If you're a liberal, go fuck somebody else's. Go fuck somebody else while your husband and or wife watches, I guess.
Do you remember that episode of SpongeBob?
Yes, I do. Where he thinks everybody abandoned him.
I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about how funny it was, how like happy they sounded the whole time they were explaining the festivities to SpongeBob. They're like, yeah, you know, we all have a nice day without SpongeBob. We build a big monument of you, and then we burn it. It's great.
Old SpongeBob was off the rails good, though.
Yeah, it was.
That's
a reference. By the way, that is a reference to Burning Man, right? Now that I think about it, that they all go to a festival where they burn a giant SpongeBob.
Probably, yeah.
SpongeBob was left all alone because everybody went to Burning Man.
Sounds like another fellow,
just like Maddox.
Armenian.
Maddox and SpongeBob can relate to each other.
They both have high-pitched, annoying voices and are retarded as fuck.
True. Can somebody make a parody of SpongeBob that's about banana docks?
Speaking of Maddox, can I transition?
Sure.
Or are we done?
Go ahead.
Speaking of Maddox, we had a rare a spiritual visit from Maddox this week on Biggest Problem.
That's true. Well, wait, are we transitioning to Biggest Problem? I didn't realize you were transitioning us that far.
I'm done with the Dickheads podcast, or the Dick Show. I don't have any other notes for the Dick Show. Unless you have stuff that I didn't cover.
No. We're good. It was kind of unceremonious, and I didn't realize that's where you were going. I was like, wait a minute, whoa, we're at a whole other show now.
Speaking of Maddox, like,
wait,
obviously,
no. Wait, we still have a segment to do because technically, Alex, if anybody appears on the show that is not Dick Masterson or Sean the audio engineer,
He did have a rage this week.
Yeah, so we have to talk about...
I remember what his rage was because he's not a caller.
We have to talk about whether guests, too. Callers and guests are part of the segment. We haven't had an in-studio guest in a while, so it hasn't come up. But yes, guests count for this segment, too. So we got to talk about... And also, it's separate from the rages, damn it. It's just a term. Was Johnny a rage?
We love Johnny. Johnny's always a rage. That's Johnny could sit there, look pretty, and say absolutely fucking nothing, and he would still be a rage. Johnny.
We do stand Johnny.
Johnny on the spot.
Honestly, Johnny, I was never a Johnny hater, but I definitely was not a Johnny appreciator back in the day. I was not, you know, whenever Johnny showed up, I was just like, where's Sean, man? You know, Johnny was just like, whatever. I think what really turned me around on Johnny... was the backdoor pilots for New Biggest Problem. I think that's... Johnny really shone on those, and then, like, every other time he's appeared since then has been, like, gold. I'm a big Johnny stan now.
Like I said, we love Johnny.
We do love Johnny. I wish he had, I wish he had taken the position with Biggest Problem. Because I don't know if you remember that, because they mentioned it in passing, but Vito did say that they offered to continue to have Johnny on for Biggest Problem after they were making it its own show instead of doing episodes on the Dick Show, and he just didn't have the time for it. And I feel like that show would be better if it had Johnny in it.
I don't know. I feel like just Dick and Vito brings the best and worst out of both of them.
That's true, but I like there being like a third guy to make quips. Like, I think that Because, like, you had Dick and Maddox, and they were the central part of the show. But then every once in a while, Sean would slip in that zinger, and it would make things even better. I think Johnny played that role extremely well in those three episodes that they did. And I almost wish things were different, and we could have Johnny in every episode.
I don't know. I feel like having a third person would take away from what Vito and Dick are doing this week.
See, you said, Alex, you're saying that now, but let me test you. If Sean had the time, would you want that?
No.
No?
I feel like it's having the audio engineer there for biggest problem is like having a supervisor to keep things on track.
That's never been the audio engineer role. The audio engineer doesn't say next bit.
I feel like Sean would distract Vito too much.
Wait, how would he distract Vito too much, specifically?
It's Dick and Vito. That's the whole point. I don't think Sean would make it better or worse.
I think... You're saying this like you can't have it be Dick and Vito with Sean or Johnny there. Because the old biggest problem was the Dick and Maddox. Just because Sean was there too and quipped every once in a while didn't make it not Dick and Maddox.
I don't know. You're trying to get me to argue, and I'm like, I don't want to argue.
Because you're saying things that I'm not trying to get you to argue. I'm not doing some bit where I want you to argue with me, so I'm just making up fake bullshit. You just keep saying shit that I feel the need to argue with you about.
I don't think having Sean on Biggest Problem would make it better.
I think it would. You know, I think if, when Vito was saying all that bullshit about abortions, if there was a little Sean zinger slid in there, that would have made things that much better.
Speaking of Vito's abortion shit.
Yep. Sure. That's like the most grumpy transition I've ever heard in my life.
Because I want to get to the shit that I worked hard to fucking find to bring to this podcast, okay?
Oh yeah, you did find something.
Like I was saying, beforehand, we had a spiritual visit from Maddox.
True.
In the form of Vito Gisvaldi this week. Now... Vito brought in abortion. Now, not many people know.
No. Let's make this clear, because him saying that he brought in abortion implies that he's saying abortion is a problem. He brought in baby lovers, saying that abortion is not a problem.
Yeah, but then he goes on to say a bunch of stupid, retarded shit.
That's true. You see, I am pro-abortion. But Vito took things way too far. Way too far.
What I got from this is that not only was the retard Maddox present this week, but Vito's position on the problem that he brought in sounded very, very familiar. Now, I would like to play a clip, if that's okay with you. And I want to see if this jogs your memory a little bit. I want to see if this sounds familiar to what Vito was talking about.
If this clip is what I think it is, it's going to be a little anticlimactic, so I hope I'm guessing wrong. But go ahead. You're
probably guessing right, okay? What is it? P exclamation point play? Is that what it is? Okay. It's very anticlimactic. I'm building it up, but I'm proud of myself for isolating the audio and bringing an audio clip in. Okay, I'm more proud of the work that I've done than what I'm actually bringing in. Does that make sense?
Sure, but I mean, if you wanted to do the work, okay, play the clip first, and it'll be exactly what I think it is, and I'll tell you what you should have done instead.
Okay, that's fine. Here's the clip that I brought in.
My official stance on abortion is that I'm against it, but I am for killing babies.
Now that sounds very... Very
no,
similar.
Never mind. That's funny. I thought it was literally just going to be Maddox saying, my problem is babies.
No. I isolated his track of him saying, I am against abortion, but I'm
pro killing
babies.
Yeah.
That sounds like Vito this week.
Yeah, Vito was on his bullshit this week. Vito single-handedly re-radicalized Dick Masterson. Because he was kind of basically pro-abortion. But Vito comes in with this fucking horseshit garbage. And Dick has to argue so heavily in favor of abortion to dispel the bullshit that he gets re-radicalized.
Now, I do have a question. Fuck, I forgot my
I have a question. Shit! What's the question?
See, I told you, the bit would be worth it. It's only 4 seconds long, alright? Sounds like... Oh. What's worth more to you? A handful of pigs or a baby fetus?
Well, a handful of pigs.
That's worth more than a fetus.
Than a fetus, yes.
So, according to Vito this week, a bunch of pigs are worth more than a feet are worth exactly the same. Apparently.
Yeah. The problem. No. Vito's problem. Maybe I'm going to sound like an idiot here. I have problems with this for different reasons than a lot of people.
Maybe I agree, think I'm a lot smarter than I am.
I agree with the I agree with the clump of cells shit. I agree with abortion should be totally fine and nobody should freak out about it. The one thing Vito said that just completely discredited everything else that he said is Dick asked him at what term would abortion be acceptable, and Vito responded, up to birth. What the fuck? Because at some point, very early on, it does become a human life. Maybe not very early on, but much earlier than 8 months and 29 days does it become a real human life who feels. So it's a when you're saying a baby who would be born tomorrow is life is just as important as a pig and not more important. That's stupid. Just a regular fetus that just grew that is not developed yet to a point where it's real. Then yeah, I would save a bunch of pigs over that. But a baby that was literally going to be born tomorrow, that the mother could die and they could probably still pull the baby out alive, that's, you can't do that.
Well, hold on. That you bring up an interesting point there. You're saying that you should save the child if the mother's going to die, right?
Correct.
What if?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you should, if childbirth is going to kill you and you know that, you can get an abortion. But I'm saying if a pregnant
bring one man in and one woman out, that seems like a positive.
Shut up. I'm just saying, if somebody's like 8 months pregnant and they die, that baby has developed enough that if they went into the dead body and pulled the baby out, it might pull through. You can't abort a baby when it's that far along.
I mean, you can.
You can. You shouldn't.
Called a staircase.
You can abort a baby at 2 years old if you wanted.
It's called a staircase.
Yeah.
Anyway, Vito brought in a problem called baby lovers. And then went on to say that animals are exactly the same as humans. Which is, yeah, he said so that, retarded.
Not even that fetuses were the same as animals, that humans were the same as animals. All humans.
The best counterpoint that Dick brought in was, would you fuck an animal? And Vito goes, no. And Dick goes, why not? Because that's what you're saying is they're equals.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he should stick to his guns.
I stick to my guns. I don't contradict myself ever.
If Dick had asked me that question, if I was saying all that shit Vito said and Dick asked me that question, I'd say, I wouldn't fuck one, but sure, why not? It doesn't matter. That would have been my response. But instead he was like, yeah, I'm Vito. I don't want to say things.
Spiritual Maddox. Has grace.
Yeah, spiritual Maddox has returned. If your spiritual Maddox came full force in the cops transferring department, I think you should re-listen to that episode because Vito literally did channel Maddox's spirit that episode and this one too.
Do you think that new biggest problem is turning into old biggest problem? Do you think Dick Masterson chose Vito because he was most like Maddox and he knows he can get Maddox back through Vito. Not the real one, but he can get as close to Maddox as he can.
I don't think it was necessarily Vito. Not as close to Maddox as you can with anything other than like just like that Maddox was a raging liberal. Like, he chose a raging liberal so that he would incite the sorts of arguments that him and Maddox would have. That's why it was like Vito. That's why the candidates were like Vito, Boogie, Destiny, all fucking liberals.
Destiny would have been a good candidate.
Destiny would have been fucking great.
The biggest problem if Boogie stuck around.
No, the biggest problem with Destiny.
What?
Am I back?
Kind of. This fucking guy can't even get his internet working anymore. Little.
Hello.
You back?
Yeah, I think.
You sound better. You don't sound like a Robo Fat Cop anymore.
Jesus. Okay. So
I haven't made a fat joke all episode, all right?
What I said was, if it was Biggest Problem with Destiny, it would probably still be going and probably be more popular than Biggest Problem is right now, to be honest. If it was with Boogie, it would have ended at episode 6.
It would have ended a long time ago.
Yeah.
Which is sad to say, but we all know it's true. Don't worry, Keemstar deserves Boogie. Keemstar deserves Boogie.
Do you think that Destiny would have been able to handle the absolute railing that he would receive from Dick Masterson after his wife left him for another guy? If he was his co-host that he was making fun of like he was Maddox?
that might have ended it. That could have ended the show. Because you know Dick is not going to be nice about it. You know that next episode, the episode after that all happened, would have been Dick coming in and being like...
That's why Destiny hasn't come on again. Because Vito says they've invited him again multiple times and he hasn't done it. That's why. Because he knows that...
Destiny is the new Maddox.
Dick said that Destiny is the new Maddox?
He would have.
He would have... I think Destiny is pretty based. I don't think he would turn into Maddox. Destiny's got a good head on his shoulders.
No, but if Destiny was doing Biggest Problem, Dick would have said, we have another Maddox on our hands.
Oh, yeah,
in terms of that would have pushed him over the edge.
It is Destiny. It's Destiny that Destiny has become Maddox. I didn't do that on purpose, by the way. I really like I hope that Dick does the one true ring bit again. That got me really hard. When he was telling Vito to put on the crown and comparing it to the Lord of the Rings ring. Do you think, okay, here's my pinboard conspiracy theory that I've thought about a couple times during some of these Biggest Problem episodes. Do you think the whole thing has become a meta bit and Vito is slowly becoming Maddox on purpose?
Why would anybody want to become Maddox on purpose?
Because it's like, because Biggest Problem was famous because it was the show where it was like two guys and like they were on equal footing at first, and then Maddox just became more and more cuckolded and just it slowly deteriorated. I feel like I'm saying this mostly satirically, but I've thought about this a couple times during some of the more absurd conversations. Like, are they literally doing performance art? Where like they're telling like a history repeats itself story where on purpose Vito's just becoming more and more Maddox-y.
No, I don't think this is a multi-year bit. There's no way.
Well, I think he only the real Vito is Maddox shit really started only a couple months ago.
I don't think that this is a bit though.
Okay, I don't really think it's a bit either. I just think it's a funny thought, and it's not impossible.
I mean, like, I guess it's possible, but I don't think so. It's a little far-fetched, you know?
Is Vito fictionally Maddox instead of is Vito literally Maddox? That's gonna become a new title format, by the way, whenever we shit on somebody. Because I think the second episode we did, I called Is Vito Literally Maddox? And then we did the one about Keemstar, and I called it "Is Keemstar literally Maddox?" So that's just a trend now. If there ever again is drama of that caliber, we're gonna call those episodes "Is Blank literally Maddox?"
All right. So we talked about Vito's abortion problem, baby lovers, which is currently -331 on the board.
We can talk about the current winning problem, which Dick didn't talk about at all. Not realizing something wasn't charging. Well, I don't care. I did it a different way. We never go in order. I'm sorry that I ruined your little plan.
I'm the one with the notes. You're the one who reacts to the notes. That's how this show works, isn't it?
No. Oh, yeah, sure. But you always don't act like 9 times out of 10 during the biggest problem bit. You're like, what problem should we talk about next? You do that to me all the time. What do you mean?
Because I try to get you involved so it doesn't look like I'm doing 100% of the work.
So this time, instead of waiting for you to do it and being like, I right away jumped into it, was like, okay, let's talk about this problem now. And then you fucking bitch because you had some grand order in your head this time.
What are we talking about next?
Not realizing something wasn't charging.
Which apparently is winning. Without even having any sort of discussion whatsoever.
It's a protest vote, I guarantee. We're gonna hear a bunch of voicemails next week about how people voted for not realizing something wasn't charging.
Well, no, it's a huge problem.
Baby lovers.
I just think that we should also not talk about it.
No, fuck off.
If Dick wants an explanation on why not realizing something wasn't charging,
no, fuck
is,
off.
Is a problem. I don't
bit.
Think we should talk about
fuck
it. If
bit,
Dick doesn't
want to
talk
bit.
About it, why should
fuck
I put my
your
opinion out
bit.
There?
Fuck your bits. Stupid bit.
It's a good bit.
Bad bit. We're here to talk about the problems. I don't care that Dick didn't. In fact, I do care that Dick didn't, and it kind of annoys me. I don't like when he does that. He's done it a couple times now, and I'm not a fan. Once it was kind of funny. Once you do it multiple times, it's like, okay, you get one of those. And then it's like, okay, this was lazy. You only planned for one problem is what happened.
You realize that happens a lot more often than you think it does, right?
Well, yeah, sometimes most of the time he's probably just making the second problem up. But usually he makes the second problem up and talks about it instead of being like, here's the problem.
Yeah, but this one's self-explanatory, though. Everybody's got something that needs to charge. And when it doesn't charge, you're fucked. It's a huge problem. Everybody has that problem.
This was a good problem to do it with. I wish I could remember the problem he did that with the last time. The last time he did this bit where he brought in his problem and was like, okay, that's the end of the show. I think it was the same episode where he was talking about how the problem sucked and Vito was vehemently against that idea. But yeah, not realizing something wasn't charging, that's another problem. What's next, Alex?
Wrongful convictions.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson, man.
The juice.
The juice. They didn't do it. Non-binary icon.
The juice didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
The juice was innocent, apparently. I love all the tweets coming out of people, like, fake screenshots of him saying, yeah, I did it, like, hours before his death.
Oh, did I tell you about Demigloom doing that to me?
Everybody's doing it to everybody.
No, but specifically, Demigloom sent me a link, a news article link, that said, like you know, O.J. Simpson's words on his deathbed to his family, like, and it was, like, a quote tweet. He sent me a tweet, and it was a quote tweet of that news article link. And it was like, oh my god, he really did it. And she tricked me into clicking on it, and it was just a picture of a naked black man.
Congrats on coming out. I'm proud of you.
The people send each other dicks on the internet as a bit all the time. What do you mean?
I've not sent dicks ever.
Okay, not everybody does it, but it is a common internet theme to, like, trick people into looking at cocks. That's a common prank.
Not in the gay community.
Okay, well, you don't experience it then, but I'm telling you, it's not a gay thing. It's just that it's a funny prank that guys came up with a long time ago to be like, can I trick somebody into clicking on something that will result in them seeing a cock? It is a long-standing internet prank.
Anyway, wrongful convictions. I'm pretty sure we talked about this a little bit. What, last week? Or was that on...
That was on Detour Head. We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it on Detour
Head. If you want to hear us talk about O.J. Simpson's death, you can listen to episode 80 of Detour Ahead, Confessions of a Transgender Stripper, on podcast platforms or YouTube.
And then the best problem, which I think should be winning, honestly. Boomer saying money isn't everything.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that Vito fumbled the bag on his second problem that hard, because his first problem was excellent.
He could have won. He could have won this week.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I'm pretty sure not realizing something wasn't charging for a good deal of people is a spite vote. Like there are
problems. I think it's a real problem.
It's a real problem. Some people voted for it legitimately. It would rank, but I'm saying that I'm pretty sure a lot of the votes for not realizing something wasn't charging would have went to Boomer saying money isn't everything. But they voted for that in protest of Vito because he brought in that baby lover shit.
I don't know, I like to think that the biggest problem crowd is not biased. I think they're all honest with their votes.
Oh yeah, definitely.
They're all honest, hardworking Americans.
I think they're meddling with the voting to get the results that they want. I think they just want to see the stupid gimmick. Well, there is no stupid gimmick now, but you know what I'm referencing.
I'm aware. I'm re-listening to Biggest Problem. I can go pull a whole bunch of clips if you need me to. I'm sure I'm going to have to pull Maddox saying, I think they're skewing with the votes.
I remember there's some shenanigans going on.
I'm going to have to pull that next week because Vito's going to call shenanigans.
I kind of miss reviewing old Biggest Problem, honestly. That'll be my one solace if new Biggest Problem falls apart, is that we get to go back to talking about old Biggest Problem on this show. Well, I guess after we went through the entire backlog of new Biggest Problem would probably be what you'd make me do first.
What I would make you do?
Yeah, if we had to repurpose the Biggest Problem segment because new Biggest Problem ended, you'd probably be like, we should do the new ones that we didn't do before we go back to the Maddox ones.
I don't make you do anything.
Well, I know that. You know what I mean. Don't fucking fuck off. Fuck you. This is the closest this podcast has ever come to ending.
Shut the fuck up. That's such an old bit. Shut up.
Such an old bit! We're still making reference to fucking 10-year-old bits!
Because there's a sense of nostalgia. You can't make a reference to something like 4 weeks ago. Like, 4 weeks ago or a few months ago.
It's a running bit. Don't fucking... Fuck you. This really is the closest the show's ever come to ending. Unironically. We're doing the Super Mega bit, but like unironically. Like that's the Super Mega on their podcast will like pretend to like be like annoyed with each other and have like serious like drama arguments with each other as like an ironic meta bit. That's what this podcast has become, except it's not a joke.
I don't know the bit you're talking about.
I know, because you don't watch Super Mega, but I just explained it to you. Here we go again with the fucking petty argument bit. That's not a joke.
I don't know what to say. I have no notes on Biggest Problem. I'm all done with my notes. I don't know what else to say.
Well, what are you voting up and what are you voting down?
I'm voting up not realizing something was charging.
Okay.
And I'm voting down Baby Lovers because Vito's a retard.
Well, I'm not biased, as you just said Biggest Problem fans weren't, and then immediately showed your bias. So Vito's getting both.
Personal preference. That one is not a problem, and one is a huge problem.
Well, no, but I'm saying you're being biased, because you know there's a bigger problem on the board. And I'm gonna not be biased, and give both of my votes to Vito, and vote up Boomer saying money isn't everything, and vote down
Boomer
Baby
saying
Lovers.
Money isn't everything is a now problem, but like... If we're talking across the board, that's only an American problem, not Biggest Problem in the universe.
Shut the fuck up. The show's over. Alex, where can they find you?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Well, folks, see you next time, maybe. Linktr.ee/RileyCinematic Universe.